97.5 WFHR and 105.5 WIRI, your Wisconsin Rapids home for locally grown radio. Here's your daily news roundup.
From the Wisconsin Rapids Local Newsroom, I'm Melissa Kay. Several dozen people gathered on the corner of Lincoln and the East Riverview Expressway on Saturday to protest. Organizer Chris Dauenauer.
We are out here protesting every week for the actions of the Trump administration. We don't agree with them, but we're here especially today because of the brutal killing of Renee Good.
Good was shot Wednesday by an ICE agent in Minneapolis. Paula Clavin said what ICE agents are doing is awful and abhorrent.
They need to take their masks off, they need to identify themselves, and they need to stop being so cruel.
Clavin compared what is happening currently to what happened during World War II.
Having read about what Germans did, and they ignored things and let it be, saying it's not my business, oh, it is our business. We have to stop. We have to at least voice our opinions.
Mark Clavin voiced concerns about politicians going along with the current administration.
The fact that the GOP is not trying to slow this down, all this stuff that Trump is pulling, just proves that they are complicit in it with him and that they don't care about the American people at all.
Clavin also commented on the situation in Venezuela.
And then now they're going to take over the oil there and then they're going to sell it. And Trump is going to put it into offshore accounts that only he has access to. Explain how that's legal. I don't get it.
Several at the protest mentioned the positive response from people driving by and people attending, including Pam Berg.
The bond all of us share here is incredible. We come from all walks of life, and yet anyone could walk up to us and we would greet them with open hands and arms.
Federal and state agencies give conflicting recommendations on vaccines for children in Wisconsin. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services continues to recommend the evidence-based childhood vaccine schedule published by the American Academy of Pediatrics. The federal government has modified the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention childhood vaccine schedule. DHS Secretary Kristen Johnson said these new CDC recommendations were based on another country's practices, not on data or evidence regarding disease risk to children in the United States. Johnson goes on to say that copying a different country's vaccine schedule, which doesn't have a comparable health and social infrastructure, will not result in the same health outcomes. She said this creates chaos and confusion, risking the health of Wisconsin's youngest and most vulnerable citizens. Wisconsin Medicaid will continue to cover all recommended vaccines for eligible Medicaid members, including newborns. Some of the childhood vaccines, the CDC is moving to the immunizations recommended for certain high-risk groups or populations include RSV, hepatitis A, hepatitis B, dengue, meningococcal, ACWY, and meningococcal B, which protect against meningitis and blood infections, which, while rare, can have serious complications or death within 24 hours of infection. Want to learn about fisheries management and fish habitat topics? Throughout January and February, the Wisconsin DNR is hosting a series of informational meetings, both in person and virtually. The sessions start January 14th and all run from 6 to 8 p.m. The first is in Oshkosh, about walleye movement in the Winnebago system and Upper Fox River. You can see the full list and sign up for sessions you're interested in at dnr.wi.gov. ATVs and UTVs were again the topic of discussion at the Public Works meeting in Wisconsin Rapids last week. The referral, brought by Alderperson Metal and Palmquest, is to address streets that are jointly owned, those by the City of Wisconsin Rapids, which does not allow ATV-UTV traffic, and surrounding communities that do allow these vehicles on their roadways.
So this referral is a fourth time that we have carefully reviewed, considered, and discussed this specific item.
Tom Rayom spoke against opening these shared roads.
This is not just something we don't have to do. This is not our problem. It's the surrounding community's problem.
Currently, there is only one section of road that is open to ATV-UTV traffic in Wisconsin Rapids. That's a portion of Griffith and County Highway Z near Walmart that is jointly owned by Wood County. Palmquest stated this ordinance is different from the referendum that voters said no to and fixes some of the issues with enforcing closed and open roads. With this recommendation, several of the shared roads on the outskirts of Wisconsin Rapids would be opened and signage would be posted where roads are open and where they are closed. The referral passed the Public Works Committee with a 3-0 vote. It will now go before the full council. Another item on the agenda is removing all 2-hour parking restrictions and replacing them with no overnight parking. After hearing from constituents with concerns about removing all of them, Chairperson Palmquist said they are modifying the referral to reflect the initial request from business owners downtown on the east side of the river. The motion passed 3-0 to remove 2-hour parking on a portion of 2nd Street South. Local news at the top and bottom of every hour throughout the day or on demand anytime at WFHR.com and WIRI.FM. From the Wisconsin Rapids Local Newsroom, I'm Melissa Kay.
The Bucks fall in Denver. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NBA, the Bucks road trip out west ended in a loss, 108-104 in favor of the Nuggets. Head coach Doc Rivers on what bothered him the most about their effort on offense.
I thought our passing was horrific tonight. We had guys wide open, and the balls are down by our ankles, down. I mean, the off-target passing tonight really did us in. I thought we would have generated a ton of threes tonight, but for our passing.
So the Bucks are back in Milwaukee. They host the Timberwolves tomorrow night. NFL, the Packers cleaning out their lockers. After losing to the Bears Saturday night in Chicago, Matt LaFleur asked if he's spoken to the new team president, Ed Policy, on whether he'll be back as head coach.
We talked briefly on the plane, and there's going to be a time when we're going to get together either later tonight or tomorrow sometime.
LaFleur stressed he wants to remain in Green Bay, calling it the best job in the NFL. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Mostly sunny skies to kick off the work week. High temperatures in the mid-30s. For tonight, increasing clouds with lows in the upper 20s. On Tuesday, some rain showers possible. A bit of freezing rain possible in the morning with high temps in the upper 30s.
That's your Wisconsin Rapids News Roundup from WIRI and WFHR, locally grown radio. Find more news anytime at WFHR.com and WIRI.FM. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.